League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome to Anna and Raven's Roadshow. Today, they examine items to determine if they have any hidden treasures.
Ryan Brecklin is an expert appraiser, and he comes on a couple times a year and does the roadshow for us. So the last couple weeks, we've been taking your submissions at annaandraven.com. Items that you have around your house, pictures, any information you have, and he'll tell you what it's worth. You can find them online at goodbottleauctions.com or nesteggauctions.com.
Ryan, let me ask you a question. How often is it heartbreaking, right? Because it feels like there's a lot of that.
I break a lot of hearts, yes. Yeah. Because the feelings that people have associated with an object are irreplaceable. So if that was your grandmother's necklace, if that was your grandfather's truck, the way you feel about it, you can't assign a value to that. And when it's time that you're not using the object or you need to sell it or you'd just like to pass it down to someone who will appreciate it, you associate all those feelings with money and value. And it's a tough thing.
I know that you've been, and before we get to the item, you've been working now a lot with the liquors, and I'm going to be helping you auction off on Black Friday a whole, it's whiskey, right? We're doing whiskey?
No, we're mostly doing whiskey, yep.
Okay. I, for years, collected Marilyn Monroe bottles of wine. And then when we moved, my husband's like, these are garbage. And I said, you know what? Just get rid of them. I purged. And it was like a giant box of all Marilyn Monroe wines.
Open or closed?
Closed.
You threw away closed wine?
Well, it was because it was like gross and had been in the attic and like...
Oh, yeah. Attic wine's always bad.
Right. Like, you know, like 150,000 degrees
yeah,
up there.
No.
And I was like, these can't be worth anything. And I'm like, just toss it. And now it haunts me that that happened. Were they worth anything, those Marilyn Monroe bottles of wine?
They were worth a bottle of wine for sure.
Well, besides the $8 or $12 or whoever bought it for me, whatever they paid.
Probably not collectible. They put her face on the bottle to sell more wine. I don't know that particular bottle of wine, but I doubt that it was good because it had Marilyn Monroe's face on it.
Okay. That makes me feel better. I can sleep now at night.
I mean, if you want a real quality wine, get that Snoop Dogg one.
I like that wine.
It's delicious.
Snoop wine is good.
Delicious. And I like it when the label moves.
All right. Anyway, Ryan, who do we have today?
Jillian, you have the best listeners, by the way. They are so polite. They're such big fans. They love your show. I love reading these emails that you get
from
everybody. She says her grandfather passed away 10 years ago. Graham doesn't know what to do with these coins. They have five siblings and want to know if they have a value. How do we equitably distribute their inheritance?
Well, you've come to the right place.
And there's maybe a half a dozen, maybe eight silver dollars here. Some of these are from the 1890s. They're called Morgan silver dollars. And they're very collectible today. People try to build sets. People check out the condition, the grading of these things. So they absolutely have value. Common Morgan silver dollars from the 19th century are probably in the $25 to $30 range each. And then there's no ceiling for a rare one. So a rare coin that's graded that has high demand in the collector market can bring $1 million. So there's a big range on that. And I always encourage people to find a professional who they trust to tell them what they have. And that's what you'd have to do with each one of these coins. Or if you just want to know the basics and you're not sure, there's a thing called the Red Book. And it's like $20 on Amazon. And it shows you all the U.S. coins that have ever been issued and gives you an idea which ones are rare and which ones are more valuable.
Huh.
That's interesting to know. Yeah, my dad's a coin collector. He was. He has a ton locked up in that safe. We did it a while ago where I brought a few in. I had no idea. I just grabbed a bunch and I was like, Dad, I'll bring these back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like a crazy person. And it's funny how when we looked up some, they were worth like $4,000. And then you looked up others and it was worth like $12.50.
Right.
Yeah. And they look like the exact same thing.
So it's smart to hold on to them, but it's also smart to find somebody who you trust when it's time to sell and evaluate what you have. This collection, from what I could tell from the photos, probably in the $400 to $500 range. So unless you wanted to hand $100 bills out to each one of your siblings, just grab a coin and say you have something at Grandpa's, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
All right, you can find Ryan online at goodbottleauctions.com or nesteggauctions.com.
Welcome to Anna and Raven's Roadshow. Today, they examine items to determine if they have any hidden treasures.
Ryan Brecklin from goodbottleauctions.com and nesteggauctions.com is joining us, and he is an expert appraiser. Over the last few weeks, we've asked you to submit items that you have around your house that you're wondering, what is this? What's it worth? Maybe you inherited it. Maybe you found it at a tag sale. Maybe you bought your house and it came with the house in the basement in a corner and it's creepy like a doll or something like that.
Locked up with the demons.
Right, exactly. Ryan, what do we have today?
This one isn't cursed, that I can tell.
Good.
Right. it leaves with you. Right.
Danielle says, my aunt left the statue for me in her will. I don't know much about it. It's 60 years old and weighs 35 to 40 pounds. She sent some great photographs, and it's a bronze statue of a nude woman, very artistic, mind you, from the 1920s. You almost like wearing a flapper hat or something like that.
Okay, sexy time.
Yep.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of variants with these statues before, especially these ones that are made of metals, right? Like, so what's the story with this one?
So this has an inscription on the back that says, Famous Players, Lasky Corporation, 1925, New York. And I had to do some deep digging to figure out exactly what this was. It's a bronze over chalk. So they take a thin layer of bronze and they fill it with plaster.
Okay.
So it's a cheaper way of reproducing multiple copies of a bronze statue.
Right.
But it's the inscription on the back that's really interesting on this, because the Famous Players Lasky Corporation in 1925 was essentially the first Hollywood cabal becoming like a corporation that controlled filmmaking in New York.
Wow.
Good.
By 1927, it was Paramount Pictures.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So, and they were at that point creating and installing the movie star system. Have you heard of this before?
No.
Right. So they would like sign players, right? And all that.
Yes.
And they would also own the theater houses. Like they created an entire industry, right?
Yes. Entire monopoly.
Monopoly is the word that really should be used.
And they would take these young actors, give them new names, give them a code of conduct, sign them to the contract. And that's how you get Cary Grant and all these big old timey movie stars. After probably 2 hours of digging into this statue because I couldn't let go, I determined that I have no idea why they made it.
So funny.
No kidding.
Maybe it was just like a new branch of the company that they were trying out.
Could we need to decorate the room? Who knows?
Could have been for their building. I found two examples that sold over the last, I'd say, maybe 10 or 15 years. And the most one brought was $300, and probably just as a decorative object because they liked it. But it's got an inscription on the back from the precursor to the Paramount Company.
Wow. You know,
it's interesting. Should the story ever evolve a bit more? Like, this is an item that it could be worth that today because of the craftsmanship and the timing. But should the story evolve more? Like, it could appreciate quite a bit more.
Because all of the people who formed that corporation got dragged into a monopoly case in a very famous court case where they broke up the Hollywood and the filmmaking monopolies. Yeah. The information about this statue could be buried in there somewhere.
No, it totally could be. But if it's not.
I've never before, Ryan, did you not know? You were like, I don't know. I have no idea. Good luck.
I fell asleep researching this.
All right, you can find Ryan online at goodbottleauctions.com or nesteggauctions.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door. So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.